next level.
Hello, welcome to the podcast show about podcasting. It's hosted by Cliff J. Ravenscraft. And he's coming to you all the way from America. And let me just step away from the podcast that's playing for a second and tell you that this week Chris Brogan published a blog post in response to questions he'd been asked about who can help me to start podcasting. And he put up on a blog post the name of a guy and said this was the go-to person for podcasting. And I thought, well, who is this guy? I never heard of him. And then I thought, I'll look at the comments and see what other people have to say. And then I got a bit of a shock because all the comments were so positive about Cliff J. Ravenscraft that it became quite impossible not to find out more about him. So the first thing I did was I looked at somebody that Cliff had recommended, because I thought that'll tell me something about Cliff, never mind what other people say about him. Let's see who he recommends. So I went to this podcast called Successful Women Talk, because I'm very interested in successful women and what gets them to be successful, and I'd like to work with successful women more. That's just about me. But anyway, I listened to that and I thought, wow, this is quite interesting. Very, very American, you know, right in your face, total positivity coming at you all the time. And then I thought, well, I'm going to just share this Cliff Ravenscraft guy with other people. So he himself was featured by Chris Brogan. So this latest show, he mentions Chris Brogan. And here he is. Listen to him. See what you think of this as a podcast.
It's kind of required, I believe, in return, and as a way of saying thank you, to Chris Brogan, who is the host of a relatively new podcast that he launched, I think probably, oh gosh, it's been a couple months now. But Chris Brogan is no stranger to podcasting. Oh, by the way, the name of the podcast, The Human Business Way Podcast. It is The Human Business Way Podcast. I'll have links to it.
I like the way he repeats himself just to let it sink in. I think that's a very good technique.
podcastanswerman.com/287. You'll get a link right to where you can find The Human Way Podcast with Chris Brogan. Anyway, like I said, Chris is no stranger to the world of podcasting. In fact, Chris is one of the pioneers that goes back maybe even earlier than I did. I think there's just a handful of people podcasting back in 2005. And he was one of at least the pioneers who really saw a ton of potential there and saw the need for a conference to facilitate
This is very interesting. Real stuff. Real story from somebody who was around at the time.
Bar camps where they were local free conferences where people could meet up and discuss technology.
Yeah, we've had bar camps in Cork. I've been to a bar camp, a couple of them. One in Limerick as well.
Together with Christopher S. Penn, Christopher S. Penn got together and came up with this idea of Pod Camp. So basically a free unconference for podcasting. And of course, I think over time,
maybe we should have one of those, an unconference for podcasting in Cork, I wonder.
Hopefully, if they continue to move forward, these pod camps, that they'll maybe re-evolve back towards what I think is
or maybe we should do it in Ireland. Don't mind Cork. Do the whole of Ireland.
But anyway, they launched this in Boston, and I can't remember what year that was, but I think it was 2007. I went to PodCamp Boston 2. That was my very first event at one of these PodCamps. Since then, I've gone to many of them. I've told you about many of them here on Podcast Answer Man, gave my thoughts and reviews on PodCamp events time and time again. But
this guy must have been podcasting for many years now. So he's got a huge amount of
growth.
I think this is number 287. Podcast number 287. Wow.
Doing what we're doing,
Roger Overall, eat your heart out.
Valuable. And the fact that it was free, when I started out, when this was just a hobby, You know, I knew about some of these other events that were happening. For example, they had the podcast and New Media Expo from Tim and Emil Berkwin that had put that off over in Ontario, California. And back in those days, believe it or not, all these podcasters got together, and I never went to those. And the reason why is because back in those days, I couldn't afford to go. Or at least, that's what I told myself. I can tell you right now, if I would have paid to go to those expos in Ontario, I would have probably
Ontario, isn't that where Slandy Stefano is? Stefano, you in on this?
Quicker than what they eventually turned into being. However, I don't look back with regret. I just say that, you know, I didn't go to those because at the time I didn't think that I could afford them. Even I didn't even know that I wanted to do podcasting full time at the time. But because PodCamp was essentially free, I'm like, heck yeah, I'm going to do that. And it was, I just need to travel to Boston and need to get there. And a friend of mine, Mark DeFoya, and I decided to go, and it was awesome. PodCamp Boston 2. I remember sending an email to my friend CC Chapman, and I said, CC, this is before he was a friend. And I emailed him and said, CC, I listened to your podcast, Managing the Gray, and hear you talk about PodCamp. You're very closely connected with all these guys. I just want to say, do you think, here's my plans. I'm thinking about leaving my career in insurance, or maybe I just left my career in insurance, and I'm launching in and becoming a full-time consultant and coach. Do you think that this will be a valuable investment of my time? Because, I'm going to have to fly and get a hotel and all this stuff. And he says, yes, but with one caveat. You're going to have to make it happen. This isn't a platform where people is just going. They're just going to wait for you to come and they're just waiting for you to introduce yourself.
This feels
yourself.
Like subcon to me.
You have to work the crowd. You have to build the relationships. You have to invest and put the time in.
Yeah.
And he was so right, and I did.
Feels like subcon.
The relationships that I made at PodCamp Boston 2, many of them I have today with people who have achieved massive amounts of success. And I'd like to say that I'm one of those people. I've also achieved massive amounts of success. And a lot of that has been in conjunction with some amazingly inspired conversations. Amazingly. But anyway, inspired conversations that I've had with many of those people over the years. And
inspired conversations reminds me of Jane Boyd and her 45 conversations.
All over the world. And Christopher S. Penn and Chris Brogan are behind the launch of that entire unconference movement, if you will. Anyway, Chris eventually slowly kind of drifted away from the podcasting world, if you will. I think that he wouldn't be upset if I described it that way. And it focused a lot more attention on the blogging aspect and, of course, general social media tools and things like that. And he focused a lot on his building his brand and his business of consulting with big brands, big corporate entities, and has done extremely well for himself. However, and I predicted this a long time ago, that podcasting, as soon as it hits the mainstream and it becomes easier now with these mobile devices in everybody's hands, podcasting is going to be another major hot topic. And
it is. And, it is. I entirely agree with you,
Michael
Cliff.
Stelzner from
Definitely
Social Media
is.
Examiner Michael Hyatt from michaelhyatt.com. You've got Dan Miller has been podcasting for years. You've got all of these people
Michael
who are
Hyatt
out there
is a good
who
guy.
Have massive
well, we're
audiences that
paying attention
have
to.
Really had no idea of what a podcast was. Now they're podcasting, introducing even more. And literally hundreds of thousands of people are learning about podcasts for the very first time. You've got Apple, who's created the Podcasts app, which is now on every iOS device that has version 6.0 or later of the
yeah, which
the
I haven't yet loaded or tried.
Out of this world, some of the things that are happening, and
I wonder if the Apple one
Chris
is any good.
Saw this new trend, and he's like, "Hey, I'll jump back in," and he created the Human Business Way. I've really enjoyed listening to the episodes that I've listened to. I've listened to 3 episodes of his show so far. I think there's like 13 or 14 episodes.
Yeah,
now.
Cliff, you, anyway, I want you to listen to me and Chris talking.
With Christopher S. Penn.
That, I would love your opinion on that
one. I enjoyed listening to that one, kind of hearing them talk about a little bit about podcasting, but then they talk about some other valuable things there as well. I also listened immediately to the episode that he did with my friend Michael Hyatt. Great episode. Enjoyed listening to that.
Oh, I must listen to that. God, I must listen to that quickly.
Probably my favorite episode you'll want to go check it out. Episode number 11 is an episode where Chris Brogan interviews his mom and dad, Steve and Diane Brogan.
Wonderful
and
people.
I'm thinking,
most lovely people you
that
could meet on the internet,
that's pretty
definitely.
Cool. And it's an interesting episode.
I live in Las
really
Vegas
is.
Now.
And what I love about it is that it is not chock full of a ton of things that you're going to write down and take notes and go and apply to your business. But it is very much the human aspect and about courage and being brave and stepping out of what you've always known and seeking adventure. And it is actually
Diana and Steve
very
seeking
good
adventure
message.
Crossing
but it's
East
so,
Coast America.
It's delivered in such
all the way
a
to Las
human
Vegas.
Way. And it's delivered
terrific.
In the way that I love podcasting for. There's no professional polish on it. You're going to hear about his dad talking about, you know, the laundry, doing the laundry and running up and down stairs and his mom talking. It's just...
Oh, Cliff, we're under the same
like
banner on this raw human
on a conversation
stuff.
Between Chris
yeah, real.
And his mom and dad. Mm. And, I mean, obviously, and the format of that conversation is he is interviewing them. They know that they're being interviewed for this thing he calls Radio Online. To them, but yeah, I mean, it's not trying to be anything more than what it is, and it's an interview with his mom and dad, and I'll tell you what, I've only heard one other person interview a parent.
I wonder,
believe, and I think that was my friend Greg Willis.
Should listen to me. I'll send you some. I've interviewed my mother,
his dad, and I can't think of anybody else that I've heard interview their dad, and it got me to thinking.
Okay, Cliff, you're
going
to get my mother,
my parents, and I'm thinking. Yeah, probably not.
But I won't call it an interview.
Not.
It'll be a recording
know.
Of a conversation.
Maybe. Anything could happen. But after 3,000 episodes, I'm surprised out of all the people I've talked to and said, that would make a great episode. I've not once yet interviewed my parents.
I didn't know he'd done 3,000.
Anyway,
doesn't
we'll
seem to say
on.
3,000
check
episodes.
It out. The Human Business Way podcast with Chris Brogan. I'll have links to all of it in the show notes. And also want to say a huge thanks to Chris for the amazing plug that he gave me on his blog and also to those who are on his mailing list. I'm just going to click on it here. It's at chrisbrogan.com/learn-how-to-podcast. So he created a blog post called Learn How to Podcast. And this is what he said. It's so short. It's so sweet. It's to the point. He says, a bunch of people asked me how to podcast. I was about to do all kinds of work to answer you with my thoughts, and then I remembered the podcast answer man, Cliff Ravenscraft. You don't need my help. Cliff can help you. He's the go-to guy. I strongly endorse Cliff's work, and if you want to get a podcast up and off the ground, Cliff's a great resource. Check out learnhowtopodcast.com, for instance, top shelf stuff. Want to go deeper? PodcastingA2Z.com looks great too. And I have no ulterior motives to recommend Cliff. I just asked who was the go-to guy in to answer this or about podcasting these days, and Lynette Young reminded me that, Cliff Ravenscraft is the guy to ask.
Thank you, Lynette Young. Thank you, Lynette Young.
So thank you, Lynette Young, for reminding Chris. And Chris Brogan, thank you so much, sir. You, my friend, are my personal plug of the week. Go check it out, the Human Business Way podcast. It's good. It's great. And I'm glad to see my good friend Chris back in the podcasting studio. All right. Now, let's
okay.
Move
well, I think we'll stop because the audio boo will be too long. I can't afford to play you more, but this man, I mean, isn't he good? I have to say. Let me just find out again the exact details of how you get to him. It's called Podcast Answer Man. Cliff J. Ravenscraft.
Say, I do miss the podcast.
You can get him.
Or the Pocket Casts app from the Jellyfish guys, I think is what.
Okay, there are lots of people interested in the technical side, but you can follow up with that. What's the best thing, best platform to use and everything. But there we are. At least I've captured a little bit of Cliff, which I can pass on to you. And actually, it's going to be talking with other people about this place. Yeah, very interesting. I wonder who else is interested in this. very American, of course. We all have to swallow and get used to that. It's just all about cultural difference, all about accents. I'm sure the same thing works the other way around across the Atlantic. Okay, there we are. Nice thing to be doing on a Saturday afternoon, sitting here, sleepy dog beside me. Now, when's the next time I can interview my poor mother? Or my dear mother? Bye.